is Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes, brought to you by L.A. Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance Agency, The Quarter Tavern, Hype Minvel Grubs and Dalibor, Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, Canewell Golf and Turf Club, Additive Solutions, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, Blazer Specialties, Riddick LLC, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
Throwing in there United Fire and Safety and KK's Cafe, along with Griddick, General Electrical, LLC. Man, we got some big news this morning. Yellow Jackets head up the road. I guess you would say up. Youngsville's up, isn't it, Jeff?
It's north.
So it's up.
Yeah.
It's up. It's below I-10, but it's up. So the Yellow Jackets head over to Fabacher over there in Youngsville, play a Southside Shark team that they had split with previously in the year. So not only the rubber match, but if we want to equate it to a wrestling match, it was a loser leaves town match.
There you go.
Loser goes home. Loser doesn't play anymore. Loser's seniors shut it down unless they're going to play at the next level. Kind of game. They don't get any bigger than that.
You know, yesterday we talked about the rivalry that this is going. An eight-inning game in the playoffs just helps cement that even more. I'm sure those kids from Southside who return next year, they're not going to forget that, and nor will the Nish players who return. Again, the makings of a good rivalry.
Absolutely. And so in extra innings, Nish holds off a furious rally, okay? Well, Fury held them off in the bottom of the seventh, not to lose it outright at that point, but ends up winning 6-3. So the Yellow Jackets, after three, are up 3-0. The Sharks come back, bottom of five, score three to tie it up. It stays tied through seven, but again, at the bottom of seven, the Sharks have bases loaded with one out, and Freeman pitches his way out of that one. Gets to the eighth. Jackets score three runs at the top of the eighth to pull out a 6-3 win. And let me get to my notes here from Coach, or I can tell you exactly what happened. All right, Eli Llewellyn right here. So he's got at the top of the eighth, Colby Kamani led off with a single. Evan Hebert laid down a sack. Reed Freeman walked. Cade Lynn got a base hit. Darren Degetaire walked. T.J. Coughlin put the ball on the ground. And Cody walked the last run. So, big-time congrats to Nish. The game started out by Cade Lynn, who will be on the show tomorrow. I've just got confirmation from that. But just a shout-out to the different guys that contributed. Kamani, the left fielder, goes 2-for-3, one RBI. Quite a few guys walked as well. He also got two base on balls, which is totally underrated in baseball. A walk is as good as a hit. I know it's an old cliche, but it is the truth.
Cliches exist for a reason.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. So, Coughlin, the aforementioned Coughlin, who played a big role in the top of the eighth, he goes 3-for-4 with one run, three RBIs, and a base on balls. So huge game for T.J. Coughlin. Moving down, the shortstop, Kamani, goes 1-for-3, and Cade Lynn goes 2-for-3. So it looked like a pretty well-played game. There were a lot of walks in this game. Southside had 9. Nish had 7. But Lynn goes 4.2, scatters 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned. Freeman comes in, scatters 2, strikeouts 3, and just a great win and a great team win for the Jackets.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of guys came in and contributed. So now the Jackets move on. I don't have it in front of me,
but
okay, so they play.
They play West Ouachita.
Yes, who upset.
Ouachita Parish.
Yeah, Ouachita Parish, who upset.
Live Oak.
Live Oak in the first round. So that was a 30th seed that upset a number three seed. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm just talking to you from a coach's standpoint. And I don't want to put words in Coach Llewellyn's mouth because this isn't something that he'll probably be telling to his team. But don't get me wrong. You don't mind facing great competition. But you are licking your chops when you are, which I'm assuming Nish, being that they were the 14th seed, had to be, because in the second round you would face the third seed. Because everything adds up to 17 in the second round if the higher seeds win. The better seeds win.
Nish was a 19 seed south side of 14.
Okay, so it was 19 versus 14. That's true, because they were on the road.
Exactly.
Exactly. Everything in the first round adds up to 33. Just like 3 played 30, 19 plays 14, you know, and so forth and so on. So now as a 19 seed, you're expecting to face the 3 seed in the second round if you can get that quote-unquote upset of the 14th seed in the first. Well, no. Now they get the 30th seed in Ouachita. And I believe it's going to be in a 3-game set.
It is, best of 3. I don't know if that game times have been determined yet. Don't know if, you know how it works. The coaches get together and settle on some game times. But I would assume it will be at Nish, that best of 3.
Correct. And Stoney is saying, telling me, texting me right now, the game should be at home because both traveled.
Right.
So the 30th seed traveled and Nish traveled. So that means they both traveled the better seed. Sometimes you say the higher seed people.
And it seems they're not real consistent with that rule anyway. Some, as of late, it seems I see more and more where, plain and simple, the high seed
hosts. In the semifinals.
Yeah.
Especially when there's only a 16-team bracket, they did amend the rule to where in the semifinals, because of buys, early buys, that the semifinals, they will host. And I'm not sure if it's in every bracket. It might just be in a 16 team. But they did have to amend some things after the split. So this is huge for the Jackets, being able to host this series. But again, so go back. And again, this is just all conjecture here. But evidently, Ouachita's probably got a pretty good pitcher.
You would think.
If they came out in the first seed and knocked off a number three Live Oak.
And by the way, that score was 7-5.
Okay. So, with that being said, they can't, in a 3-game series, you can't pitch the guy every game. You can only pitch him one game. If they do have an ace. So, a deeper team like Nish, who has been through arguably the toughest district in the state of Louisiana.
3 advanced to the next round.
You're looking at Barb. You're looking at Sam Houston. You're looking at Acadiana High. You're looking at Lafayette High. Even the people that aren't considered to be that good in that district are good.
As evidenced by that game last night.
Exactly. You know? So, you know, Southside is not thought of as one of the power brokers of 3-5A, but they're good. They're really good. On any given day, they can beat anybody.
Acadiana lost a tough one, 3-1 in their first round game, did not advance. And you mentioned Acadiana. I'm looking for the Sulphur lost 5-2, but again, a good team in that district. Acadiana lost 3-1. And who's the other team you mentioned?
Well, you got Barb and Sam Houston.
Sam Houston advanced, Barb advanced. Barb with a
3-0
shutout.
Both of those schools, I believe, listed as some of the top teams in the country, and Nish beat one of those schools. Sam Houston actually split with them this year.
Yeah, Barb and Sam Houston, 1-4, respectively.
Okay, so just exciting stuff for Nish. And moving on, so Lorville is still alive. I've tried to get in touch with Coach Rob Seger. I know he's super busy right now. Would love to get him on this week. I've actually got David Jordan coming on in our third segment today to talk about Dunham, a team that Catholic High 2 years ago, 2 or 3, I do know it was the same year that, I believe it's 2 years ago, that we upset Dunham. I didn't think it was an upset, but according to the brackets, we beat the Darryl Stingley. Is it Derek Stingley?
You know,
Derek Stingley. His dad's Darryl.
Yeah.
So we beat the Stingley.
And his uncle was.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wait, no, it's his grandfather was the Stingley that broke his neck.
I thought it was his uncle.
No, that was his grandfather.
Okay, gotcha. Yes.
So the Stingley-led Dunham team in the quarterfinals, well, when we went on, I say we because I was a part of Catholic High at the time, went on to in the game prior to the state tournament, played. We were Catholic High was 8, Dunham was 1, and actually beat Dunham in 2 of 3 to advance to the state tournament. So that's another. You want to talk about a rival? And these rivals, these rivalries, especially in the select group, because, they're going to grow because there's not that many teams. You just keep running into the same team.
Exactly.
So you're going to see that more and more unless something happens with the split. Well, that brings us close to the bottom.
And by the way, Westgate fell yesterday at South Terrebonne, so they've been eliminated.
Gotcha. So we've still got Lorville alive.
Yep.
We've got Catholic High, who hasn't played a game yet. We'll be traveling to Dunham, which
Highland.
We'll talk about in a minute. Highland's still alive, which we'll be hopefully getting their coach on. As a matter of fact, and they have a young man, a great player, great New Iberia family, the Galatas. So we've got Ben Galata Jr. that I hope also to possibly get on maybe later this week or early next week relative to what they're doing with their playoff run. So let's talk as we ease into the break. Let's talk a little KK's Cafe. You know, yesterday really got my juices flowing. I'm not a breakfast eater. I'm an intermittent faster. It's not really something that it's a diet for me. It's just kind of what I do. It fits my schedule. So I typically don't like to eat until about 10, 11 in the morning. But yesterday, Ty Beaudoin just screwed all that up.
Mm-mm.
Brought in kolaches, brought in donuts. I did not touch a donut. Jeff is my witness.
But I split. Yeah. I went both ways.
But I did eat 2 kolaches. I do have to say I did that. But, Ty, thank you very much.
And the rest of the staff enjoyed it, too.
I bet. But moving on, so that brings me to KK's Cafe. The proprietors are Lee and Wendy Ube. Lee is a 1984 graduate of Catholic High here in New Iberia, son of Eli Ube, who, if you are a veteran of the city of New Iberia, Ube Furniture, right down there on St. Peter Street, I'm sorry, Main Street. The building still exists now. I think it's it's kind of a storage facility as we see it. But many a Saturday afternoon and Sunday spent on Northside Road at the Ube House with the big, beautiful lake out front. My dad always told me it was one of the only natural lakes in the area that was not dug. It's right off the Bayou Teche. You know, sometimes things are just passed on, and you don't know if that's actually the truth or not. But I believe it because my old man told me that. But KK's Cafe, right there across from the Youngsville Sports Complex. If you go and you eat food that is not some of the tastiest, best food you've ever eaten, please call me and let me know. Because I tell you, I'll call Lee and say, hey, man, something nefarious is going on because I go there often and I eat something different every time because that's the kind of place it is. You just always want to try the next thing.
Don't limit yourself, man.
Exactly. I was stuck on the Monte Cristo, but I had to broaden my horizons. Somebody put on Facebook my page the other day that the biscuit trio in the morning was their go-to.
One or two isn't enough. You need the third.
The biscuit trio. My man Phil Mayu, he posted that. And Phil's lost a bunch of weight recently. So he might treat himself every now and then to go hit the biscuit trio. But whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch, whether it's dinner, it's a family atmosphere. And I said it before, I'll say it again. What really blows me away is the broad choices, yet it's all good. There's a lot of places out there that they can't do that because it's hard to keep the Chick-fil-A model the opposite way. Hey, we're going to do one thing, but we're going to do it extremely well. And you know what? That model works. And that's why a lot of people go with that model. But KK's is different. They're broad. But Lee is such a good cook. He's taught his sons, everybody that works in there, they're all such good cooks, whether it's red beans and rice, whether it's a wrap, whether it's the chicken livers that my mother had the last time we went that I know that grosses some people out, but she loved. Whether it's the pancakes or whatever you're getting, it's all top-notch. So remember KK's Cafe right there on Savoy Road. Like I said, if you're taking that big curve right around the Youngsville Sports Complex, you take an immediate turn to your left right there in that strip mall, and you go check out Lee at KK's. Tell him that Coach sent you. We're going to come back. It's draft week. Let's not forget that.
I have not.
Thursday.
Because Mel Kiper won't let me forget.
Mel Kiper. The guy you kind of loved. Wouldn't you say he's kind of a Howard Cosell of his day?
You know, except they only drag him out a couple times a year. Howard was in your face year-round, but it's the hair. Just come on. You know, it's 30 years we've been staring at the same do.
And it's in the do has changed only because of the lack of do.
Yeah, and a little hair color.
Exactly. So, yeah, but he's still holding on. You know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. I was a butt cut guy.
Okay.
Okay, you parted your hair right down the middle, okay, and then you had the wings look. That was the look back in the day.
Feathered.
The feathered, exactly. That is exactly it. That was the look. Well, when you start losing your hair, that is not the look. You definitely either got to go with the straight comb back or the part to the side. The feathered look, there's not enough feathers to feather.
Exactly. I know. I remember when I wanted to change the direction of my part just to give it more life.
Yes.
So, I mean, natural. I don't even remember what side my part was supposed to be on. but my sophomore, junior year in high school, I said, no, I'm changing this. Uh-huh. And it gave it a different look. It poofed it up a little
bit more.
You know?
Then
I started losing it 2 years later.
You were trying to reach a different demographic.
Yeah.
So anyway, KK's Cafe, please remember them. Like I said, New Iberian native. And if we've got any local restaurants that would like to get involved with the show, get involved with the next hour, which we're going to be starting on Monday, please give us a call. Let us know. We'd love to push your place right here on Bayou Sports and or Bayou Buffet, which will be starting on Monday. So we'll be right back to talk about the upcoming draft. And later on, we'll have David Jordan on of Catholic High to talk about Dunham. And then number three. At the end of the show, we are at Tra. We'll be right back.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit frankspecialtyfitnessequipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialty. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Southern Jack Productions, spinning records on Thursday. On Friday, it's the 80s Experience. Saturday, the Kentucky Derby, followed by Basin Street Band. And Sunday afternoon, it's the Bad Boys. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 till 8. And now on Thursdays, 3 until 6, with most drinks half price during happy hour at the Quarter Tavern.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Really excited about the Yellow Jackets and everything that's going on with Nish right now. But we'll go ahead and move toward Thursday, draft day. So, Jeff, I'm sitting there looking at every number one draft pick from the year 2000. I thought that was a nice round number. So you're looking at basically 21 guys. And basically rating them, whether is this not 1 through 10 or anything like that, but just rating, I put a check mark next to their name, or is this guy a bust? So pretty quickly going through. So you go back to 2000. So we're going to go in order from 2000. You got Courtney Brown, Cleveland Browns, which is considered the biggest Browns bust in the history of their.
It's tough to rank them.
Yes, because the Browns have had many busts.
Notorious.
Yes. The Browns management has just dropped. And again, of course it can happen to anyone. All right. But when it happens over and over, just like when you pull in a running back and you say, hey, buddy, all running backs fumble. O.J. fumbled, you know, Dickerson fumbled, Dorsett fumbled, all the great ones fumbled. But you're just doing a little too much. So
yeah.
You know what? We got to look at, I call it common denominators. Just like when the same guy on your team or in the school is always involved in drama, as they call it.
Mm.
You look for common denominators. Well, the Browns had a lot of common denominators.
Well, the ones common, most common, is at the top. They fired coaches. They fired general managers. Ownership.
Correct. So, yeah, just a really kind of a joke that the Cleveland Browns had become relative to. And then of course, it's a very complicated franchise because it ended up being an expansion franchise.
It is officially
an
expansion, yeah.
Yes, because people don't remember that the Browns picked up and left.
Although they held on to their statistics.
Yes.
Baltimore, when Art Modell brought him to Baltimore, he gave up the history of the team. So in that respect, even though he had his same players move from Cleveland to Baltimore, it was with a blank slate of franchise statistics.
Which actually good for Cleveland. I kind of like that. I don't know. I guess
it was a compromise the NFL made. Yeah. They had to somehow placate those great fans in Cleveland.
Was it the move from Baltimore to Indianapolis that happened literally in the middle of the night?
Colts.
Okay, so it was the
Ursays,
Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ursays. Okay, that's the name I was trying to think of. That literally, that was a clandestine, just really nasty move. At least Modell did it, you know, he went through due process, I guess. For lack of a better term.
And he tried to keep the team in. And
I did.
Could say the Ursays did the same. They were playing at Memorial Coliseum. Wasn't even a great baseball stadium, let alone a football stadium. And Cleveland also had some of the same problems, although you could put 80-plus thousand into Cleveland Municipal Stadium. It was still a crappy facility.
It was a dump. Yeah. And that's what people don't realize is, and to this day, now, I don't know. I don't know if I can say that to this day, but up until very, very recently, and I bet there's still arenas out there, you can't imagine relatives. So these guys are coming out of colleges that are playing in Taj Mahals, especially if you're if you are in a Power 5 school, it'll almost tick you off if you go in their facilities, because there's really, it's become a waste of money. It's almost become like the nuclear arms race. Okay, where even though you've got enough to blow away the next guy, you keep having to build bigger and bigger to be better than the next guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you think about the NFL too, with revenue sharing, you know, with national TV contracts and things like that. The one advantage you have is your facility.
Yes.
To try and up your game as far as financially.
You'd be so surprised how typical NFL facilities pale in comparison to some of these college facilities, especially the actual arena. Now, I'm not necessarily saying where they practice, where their home is, okay, like with the Saints. They're on Jefferson Street, Jefferson Highway down there. Really nice stuff. But I'm telling you, still not as nice as LSU. It's not even close. I've been in both. It's not even close. So moving on, Michael Vick, 2001. I put a check next to that. I do put a check. Michael Vick had some really good years in the NFL.
Oh, no doubt. I'll remember that first playoff victory in Green Bay. Beat a Brett Favre team, and I remember watching that saying, wow, this kid is something special.
And I've got to say, again, I know the whole dogfighting thing and everything, it ticks a lot of people off, but I was a Michael Vick fan. I'm still a Michael Vick fan. I do believe he was raised in a culture that, you know, hey, that's what you do. You know, you fight dogs. It's terrible. I'm a dog owner. You know, I think about it. It really makes me sick to think of doing that. But me personally, I've forgiven Michael Vick.
He seems to have truly regretted it, done all the right things since.
Yes. What he did, he kind of Pete Rose it for a while. He denied, and that's kind of really
you
what
do that to cover your butt legally.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
He was trying to stay out of jail.
Exactly.
The guy was he was listening to his attorneys. But I loved Michael Vick as a player. David Carr out of Fresno, bust.
Yeah, you think
bust? Number one pick, man. You know, but just a pure bust. Next. Not so much of a bust, but still, in my opinion, now this is a borderline bust. But Carson Palmer, I just don't think that you can say that this guy came anywhere close to. I don't think he was warranted as a first round pick, much less an overall first pick.
Yeah, and again, while he had his moments, injury plagued, of course, and again stuck in a franchise that was not always helping him out.
Absolutely. Moving up the ladder, Eli Manning, definite check. Possible Hall of Famer.
Okay. Oh, no doubt in my opinion.
Yes. Okay. I would, of course, I'm lucky enough in my life to do the Manning camp for a few years and to get to know these guys. So, of course, I'm especially rooting for him. The two Super Bowl wins, I think, cements it for him. He does have some statistics that people will say, oh, that guy had better stats. But he won two big ones and actually won them on his shoulders.
Absolutely. Went in with, I think in both cases, 9-7 teams into the postseason.
Yes.
And
knocked off a 16-0
that they had lost
Patriot
to
team.
The final game of the regular season. But
exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, Eli, definite check. Alex Smith, got to put a check next to his name. Lasted like 15 years in the league. I'm not saying that he was what you want a first pick of the draft to be, but still, okay, you can't look back and say, what an awful pick. Now, There's some people that went behind him. I'm sure you'd say
Aaron Rodgers.
You'd have rather had. Let's face it, you can always do that. You can armchair quarterback a draft more than you can armchair quarterback anything. Now, Mario Williams, this guy, if you don't remember, four-time Pro Bowler out of North Carolina State, this guy was he's a hell of a pick. Moved around the league a little bit, but in his prime was a heck of a player. The biggest bust of all, Jamarcus Russell.
There you go.
Okay, I mean, they don't make busts bigger than that. And almost no pun intended. Yeah. All 290 pounds of him.
Big boy.
The Jared Lorenzen of the first picks. What was Jared Lorenzen's nickname? You remember the Kentucky quarterback? I got to think. I'll think about that.
Oh, yes, time. Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. It'll come to me.
Yeah, it's something similar to, you know, Charles Barkley being the round mound of rebound. But Jared Lorenzen was a 310-poundish
quarterback.
He was a really tubby guy.
Beat LSU, didn't he?
I believe.
Was that the game
that
came
from? Was
that
the Bluegrass Miracle, though, that LSU?
Maybe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember one game Kentucky won, and I thought he was there, but I could be wrong. But you're right. Then LSU had a great come from behind.
Yeah, you had the Bluegrass Miracle. Future Southern Lab head coach that was actually fired had to give up a state title against Ascension. He was a quarterback. I'm trying to think of his name. That'll come to me as well. Jake Long, offensive tackle, Michigan. I'm going to put a semi-check next to him. He did have a solid career in the NFL. So it wasn't a bust. It wasn't a big check mark, but it wasn't a bust. Matt Stafford, definitely I'm putting a check by his name. And he is still has played in a pretty poor franchise, but imagine how bad Detroit would have been over these years without Matt Stafford. Sam Bradford, got to call him a bust. Not even close. He's a bust. Rams just hasn't done anything to warrant a number one pick. I'm going to put a check by Cam Newton. You got a lot of Cam Newton haters. Marcus Randall is the quarterback, by the way. Ross Booty, thank you, Ross. L.A. Classic Roofing.
The hefty lefty.
Hefty lefty, thank you.
I
know. If you noticed, yeah, that Jeff, he kind of went away for a minute. I saw he was looking on the screen, so he was searching.
Died at 38. I had forgotten that he had passed away.
Really?
His weight issues apparently were not were a contributing factor.
Interesting.
Sad.
Yeah, because, you know, when you think about it, if you're a quarterback and you can't control your weight at that level, when you get out of the game, because I know he played some arena ball and did some different things, but he was a talented guy. I mean, how talented do you have to be able to start in the SEC? I don't care what school, weighing in at 305, 310 or whatever. Yeah, exactly. So Sam Bradford, a bust. No two ways about it. Cam Newton, not a bust. I put a check next to it. Led his team to a Super Bowl.
MVP.
Yes. So, and still predetermined to be determined.
Yeah.
Because he still, I mean, he could be the comeback player this year in the NFL this year if he can get it going with the Patriots.
If they stick with him.
Yeah. You know, so we'll see. I do think that his mobility was a huge part of his, you know, escapability. It's just a huge part of who he was. And now that he's lost that, can he sit there in the pocket and be accurate like you need to be in the NFL? And so that's the big question. Andrew Luck, definite check, even though career cut short due to injury, left a lot of people scratching their head. He's still one of those guys that you're not surprised if he just says, hey, I'm making a comeback. But I do know this. Andrew Luck not only made a lot of money in the NFL, he comes from money. Oliver Luck is his father,
mm-hmm.
Who's got a lot of money, is involved in professional sports.
He may have been involved in one of those
one of the leagues.
Knockoff football
exactly.
Leagues.
Yeah. He was the Pete Rozelle of that league, the commissioner of, yeah. I don't know if it's the USFL, whatever. But Oliver Luck, Andrew Luck comes from money. So sometimes it's about being hungry, and you're sitting there, you're like, you know what? I can still walk. My shoulders still feel okay. I can throw my kids up and down. does football matter that much? Because, face it, folks, for some of these guys, after football, they better have invested well, because I don't care how much money you made. When you retire at 28, $10 million will not last you until you're dead if you live a long life.
And you hope to, so yeah,
yes.
You're absolutely right.
And you don't get your pension until you're 50-whatever years old, your full pension at 59 or whatever. You don't start getting that pension. Now, you can get it earlier. Let's say if you say, I'm going to get it at 35, yeah, if you they cut you 60%,
sure.
And then at 45, they cut you 40%.
That pie is only so big.
Exactly. So a lot of people, they think, okay, yeah, after 5-7 years, whatever, you're vested in the NFL. You're going to make money the rest of your life. Survey says, no, not true. You're getting your money. Just like when I retired from Catholic high school and I had X amount of money in a pot, I can't touch it. I turned it over. I rolled it over into an IRA and some investments, but I can't touch that money until I'm 59 and a half years old, unless I think they would hit me with 10% normal taxes, and then 40% they would penalize me.
There you go.
And it's the same thing with the NFL. Exact same thing. They also called, I'm not sure who this is from, so whoever texts me this. It's Boxcar. This is Boxcar. They also called Lorenzen the abominable throw man. And Jamarcus Russell was a bigger bust than Dolly Parton.
Ouch.
Thank you. Thank you, Boxcar. Moving up the ladder. Yeah, because I need to get to my man David Jordan. We're going to go through this really quickly. Eric Fisher, 2-time Pro Bowler. Jadeveon Clowney, check. Jameis Winston, bust, in my opinion. I just don't think he was. He's still to be
and
determined.
It was, in my opinion, predictable,
yes.
Too. The problems he had in the school, it was, to me, predictable that
correct.
He could be a bust. And that style of quarterback, too, still. A few question marks, but it'll be interesting to see. He seems committed to changing his game.
I agree, and he's with a great coach right now that can coach the heck out of a quarterback.
And obviously, we're rooting for him. But,
absolutely. Jared Goff. I'm just going to put an okay next to Goff. Did lead his team to a Super Bowl, and I do think some arm troubles led. We'll see. Now he's in Detroit. Can he carry that Detroit team like Matt Stafford did? He and Matt Stafford will forever be linked now because we've got Stafford going from a bad team to a good one and Goff going from a good one to a bad one. And we're going to see how they – you used the term a while back about elevating a team.
Yeah.
How can they elevate those teams?
And again, we talked about the Cleveland franchise, the Detroit franchise, notoriously
correct.
Bad since
horrible.
The 60s.
Horrible. Myles Garrett, big check. Great player. Baker Mayfield, big check. I think – hey, Cleveland may have righted. How many wrongs did they right with picking Baker Mayfield? They might even get away from the Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you go 2 out of 3 years and your number one pick is a quarterback, Kyle Murray, big check. Joe Burrow, still to be determined, but I think a big check because before he got hurt, the guy's throwing for 300 plus every game on a bad, bad, bad football team.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to talk more about that, about the bust ratio that I figured out here, and is it worth, and we might even save that till tomorrow, but is it worth it holding on to that pick relative to giving it to somebody who covets it and parlaying that into 7 picks?
Yeah, we referenced the Dallas-Minnesota trade, things such as that you can benefit from. A big trade.
Correct. So we'll be right back. We're going to hopefully get David Jordan on the phone during his morning PE class at Catholic High. We'll be right back.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing. Professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties.
Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit frankspecialtyfitnessequipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Southern Jack Productions, spinning records on Thursday. On Friday, it's the A's Experience. Saturday, the Kentucky Derby, followed by Basin Street Band. And Sunday afternoon, it's the Bad Boys. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar is more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 till 8. And now on Thursdays, 3 until 6, with most drinks half price during happy hour at the Quarter Tavern.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
We're back, and while Jeff works on getting Coach Jordan on the phone, I'm going to do a little sports history with some pretty interesting tidbits this morning. So in 1956, Frank Robinson hits his first of 586 home runs for the Reds, which Frank Robinson, what an icon in baseball, not only as a player, but of course as a manager.
Absolutely. First African-American yes. manager in those red Cleveland Indian uniforms.
Absolutely. So Frank Robinson, is he still with us? Do
yes.
we know? Okay.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And
come to think of it, I think he did recently pass away.
Okay. Speaking of baseball, we've got a gentleman that I've known for quite a while. We've talked to him previously on the show, and so the Mighty Panthers of Catholic High are heading into the playoffs against a fairly familiar opponent. Coach Jordan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I know that probably the regular season didn't go exactly as you would have drawn it up. But still, you guys are playing a whole lot better baseball right now than you were earlier in the year, aren't you?
Well, I think that we definitely know what our issues are. We've, you know, they're pretty glaring. So, you know, we know every day that we take the field or get on the bus, you know, the areas that we need to get better at. I'd like to think with the senior vested team that we wouldn't consider that pressure or to create too much stress. I got to relax and just go out and do what we can do better. I mean, and that's basically it. But I think we're a better team. I didn't see the improvement that I was hoping to see. You know, once we got into district and we still had some other quality opponents on the schedule, but I still saw some improvement in a lot of areas. We just got to get better in some other areas.
Gotcha. So you've got a 3-game set coming up with Dunham. Why don't you go ahead and give us the details of at least the first 2 games?
Well, we're gonna go ahead and go play game one tomorrow at 6:00.
Okay.
We made that decision Sunday just because of that threat of a pretty good threat of rain on Friday. That would give us Saturday to kind of use as a rainout day. And then we'll come back on Friday at 4:30 and play game two. And then we would play game three, if need be, after that game.
Gotcha.
If anything should happen with rain tomorrow or Friday, then we'd have Saturday to play. So I kind of like our plan, particularly at this point in time of the year. You know, we haven't played since Saturday. So, we you know, that gives us 3 good days to work and practice. And then let's get on the bus and go play baseball.
And, Coach, this is just me. You know, of course, I'm over a year removed now, but knowing the young players that you had coming up in a 3-game series, and I know Dunham's probably got good pitching and probably some good deep pitching, but you've got some pretty deep pitching, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, we did not quite develop as deep as I thought we would, only because, you know, when you look at our numbers, a lot of our starters went a little bit further, and I didn't use as many younger arms. And our schedule, it's just kind of strange. I mean, we do schedule a lot of really tough opponents, even during our district. But some of our opponents in district just were not challenging at all, and it just didn't help us get better on the mound.
Gotcha.
But I still, you know, when I talk to other coaches, for example, about Dunham, I've never heard one guy talk about number two or number three.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. I like that. I mean, that's telling me that they got one really good arm. Young man signed with Eastern Kentucky, but everybody tells me he's beatable. And I know for a fact that we've had some guys come in, our number three, four, and five. They've come in and given us some good innings, particularly early in the year, and thrown strikes. And I think that's the bottom line. When you get that deep, you just got to be able to come in and throw strikes. And hopefully you can outscore people.
Absolutely. Well, you know, just looking at Nish versus Southside, huge game yesterday. Southside, now Nish had a few walks themselves, but Southside looks like really did themselves in with 9 walks.
And
you get in a game like that and you walk 9 guys, it's tough to overcome that.
Yeah, against any opponent.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's hard to win against anybody when you walk that many people.
Yeah, you know, you sit there and you looked at somebody scattered 3 hits, but then you looked, they had 9 walks. Well,
yeah.
You know, that's like 12 hits. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a pretty simple-minded dude. And, oh, he pitched a great game. Oh, but he had 9 walks.
And it's just not the free passes or the number of base runners. It's mentally what it does to your team.
Absolutely.
I mean, you defensively just start getting back on your heels. You slow the game down. Now you're not as – it changes your whole mindset, even offensively. It's like, oh, my goodness. And they have all these base runners and – you know, we're hitting the ball more than they are, but we're getting people out and spending more time on defense.
And it's funny that you say that, because wouldn't you agree that there's no other team sport that mindset is more relevant than baseball?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And it's you know, I notice it more because I guess I'm a head coach. You know, I can sense it. I can sense our kids are not feeling as confident. Just because our pitcher is going out there and he's taking more time, he's throwing more pitches, he's you know, getting deeper into the count, and it's just, you know, you just feel like, wow, these guys are tough to get out. These guys are competitive. You just start getting a feeling that they're tougher than we are.
Yeah.
And you don't want to believe that, but you know it's in the back of their head. And you know, I can't tell you how many teams this year, we'll get a guy out. First batter of the game for Ascension Catholic. I mean, that guy battled. He saw like 12 pitches. And it's like, oof, if this is the way the rest of the game's going to go, we're going to have to use up some arms here.
Yeah.
So it's a mental thing.
Yeah. So finishing up, one thing that, and again, going back to mindset, Dunham has to remember what happened when they were the number one seed a couple of years ago, which some people would think for them is a good thing, revenge, whatever. No, but in my opinion, in the back of their head, so we show up there in football that year and knock off a higher seed with,
right,
you know, one of the greatest football players to ever lace him up is a high school player in the state of Louisiana, a game that they thought for sure that they were going to win. We come back a few months later in baseball as the number 8 seed playing a number 1 seed and take 2 or 3 from them to move on to the state tournament. So if Catholic High can jump on these guys a little bit, don't you think that we can take advantage of that quote-unquote mindset?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've already talked about that. And we talked about, you know, some of the things that we talked to the football players about, and then I used a lot of that in baseball. And, you know, we just feel like we're just good old country boys, man. And we're going to go to the city, and we're going to play tougher than them.
Yep.
We're going to compete harder than them, and we're going to be tougher than them. We're going to get hit by pitches. We're going to support our team. We're going to run harder than they do. We're going to want it more.
So, Coach, are you telling me that you're going to use my speech against Newman when I told the kids, they drive Porsches, we drive trucks, they drink wine, we drink beer?
I already did.
When I told my great friend Nelson Stewart about that speech, you know, after we beat him, he's like, you SOB. He said,
I mean, you know, we saw it in football, and of course we flipped it and saw it in baseball too. I was like, you know, these guys just kind of, they got some good baseball players. They got a nice looking facility, but we just didn't find they were very tough.
Yep.
You know, I just felt like their at bats weren't as tough as ours. You know, we had some guys that got up there, and obviously we had some guys that didn't have great seasons to that point, but they picked it up when it was time to compete at the most important time, and I'm hoping that, you know, that's going to happen again.
And, Coach, wasn't it a sophomore at that time that hit the key? Was it Ferris or was it Fletcher?
Yeah.
It was Ferris that hits the
yeah.
big shot that wins the game in game 3.
Yeah.
Who was a sophomore at the time. So he's been there, done that, in that diamond.
Right. And he also got, I think in the last game he had 2 hits,
yes,
big hits,
yes,
and what I was thinking about, he came in and gave us 3 or 4 really good innings on the mound too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, no, I remember jumping in the dugout and I'm like, I hope DJ doesn't get mad at me and just screaming, "Let's go!"
No.
I was hanging on the fence. Oh, that was a great weekend. That was fun.
No, that was one of the, you know, best high school baseball game, both of them.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was definitely, since we're pretty new in the series thing, it goes down as my top series that I've ever coached in.
Yeah.
So, and our kids, y'all know, we got a lot of kids that were there and remember it well. So.
Absolutely. Well, DJ, I greatly appreciate you coming on. And after you take care of these guys, maybe get you on with maybe a player. And as we move – through the bracket, and wishing you guys all the best, man.
Well, thank you very much, and again, thanks for having me.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know, one thing about Coach Jordan, and not a knock on any other baseball coach that is more sports-specific, but him being the great football coach that he is, I always felt like he brings a certain mindset to his players with kind of that football attitude of toughness. And, you know, there's arguably no better football school than John Curtis Christian in River Ridge.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
90 male students, 88 of them play football, you know.
But there's no school that brings the football attitude to the baseball field more than those guys do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Jeff Curtis, who coaches them.
And you know, and obviously you've got to have smaller schools. I mean, you know what it's like. They've got to have multi-sport athletes.
Absolutely. You know. And football, baseball, they go well together. Look, it's rough. Now, I always did promote you want your guys to play as many major sports as possible. But the time of the football, basketball, baseball player, you just don't see him. Football overlaps into basketball. Basketball, big time overlaps into baseball. So you just aren't seeing those type of players anymore.
Yeah. I will tell you, I know Coach Winston at Westgate loves it, though. Yeah, his basketball season starts a little bit later because of it. Doesn't have a lot of his stars early on in that basketball season, but he loves his kids to play football.
And you will see. You'll see more crossover from football to basketball. Where you see the very little crossover is from basketball to baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball starts a little earlier. And again, baseball with travel and everything, it's taken on a life of its own. Baseball has become a year-round sport. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like that. I hate it. I don't think any sport should be a year-round sport. Now, football training is a year-round entity, but you don't play year-round.
Yeah.
Almost all sports has become year-round training. But I just don't think sports were meant to be played out of season. I believe that baseball should be played in the spring, that basketball should be played in the winter, and football should be played in the fall.
Yeah, I grew up in Chicago, so I didn't get to play baseball year-round. Yeah. It was not even on the radar, of course. You just waited for a warm day in February just to maybe catch. But down here, I love playing softball year-round. I played in New Orleans City Park. One season would end a week later. The next season would begin, and we played every Sunday.
You know, which is fine for men, grown men. But I just think for kids, you know, hey, this is when baseball is played. This is when that's played. Just my opinion, and I know there's different opinions out there. All right, it's time. Number three. So when we come back, I have juggled my top three several times. I admit it.
I have the emails to prove it.
Yes. Because I've confused Jeff because we've been, you know, wanting to do some little promo things and some deals that you're going to see coming right back that we'll come out of the break with. But I settled in on my top three. It's not moving. Now, my daughter even called me last night. She goes, "Have you made up your mind?" And I said, "Yes." And, of course, I told her. She's got the inside scoop. So that I told her there's no betting odds at Vegas right now on this list yet. So I felt like I could let her know. You know, who the top three are. She was very upset with me that Andre the Giant was not higher.
Fell back to form.
That Fezzik from The Princess Bride fell to number four. She was very upset. But I felt like I needed three major personalities to be in my top three. My four and five were personalities because of their physical prowess. Kerry Von Erich with his sculpted physique, you know, the flowing hair that the women loved him. Andre the Giant because of he was the eighth wonder of the world. But these guys weren't good speakers. They weren't great promoters. They were great because of their physical stature. But these three guys were great promoters of the sport. And this next one was he was all the way at the top at one time for me. And like I said, I've juggled them around a little bit. But we'll be right back with Katra.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We're making it easy at Arsenault Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. Kane 107.5 FM. Ask Alexa. Play Kane 1240. Tune in app. You're driving along. Maybe the station's fading out a little bit. If you've got the Tune in app, like I've told several people, when you go to the TuneIn app, it'll ask you if you want to do a free trial. Just X that out up at the top right and then plug in Kane and it'll come up. You can listen to us in the former region known as Yugoslavia.
There you go. Slobodan Milosevic has nothing on us.
Exactly. All right. We talked about buyer's remorse earlier. When I talk about this guy, he was my original number one. But then after just going through clips and doing some different things, and I don't know. I juggled him around. And I do have some remorse right now. I've got a little remorse. But I'm sticking with it that this is my number three. If you are a huge wrestling fan and you know what my wheelhouse is, you probably, through process of elimination, you can guess who the top three are. But this guy right here was my guy, along with a couple other guys. Now, of the top three, two of the guys were my guy. The other guy was such an iconic guy that I had to give him his due. But two of the three were my guys. And this is one of my guys. The first African-American who really lit up wrestling. And again, when you watch this guy wrestle, when you want to talk about racial barriers, you know, when you've got redneck white people who hated other white people because they didn't like this, who hated other white wrestlers because they were against this guy. This is crossing the racial barrier. Without further ado, number three. The Junkyard Dog.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go back down and talk to Andre down in North Carolina. See, everything's all right down there. See, Big John Studd, Ken Butera got everything, got everybody all upset. But hey, it's not them doing all the thinking.
Oh no, you know who's doing it. You smell weasel?
I smell that weasel. That no good Bobby the Brain weasel's out again doing the thing he do best, manipulating everybody. Tell everybody what to do. You do this. You do that. Big John Studd, he goes out, he knocks him out. Ken Butera holds him down. Then he clips the hell.
Could you believe it?
But I'm going to tell you something. What fool in this world with the right mind would mess with somebody like Andre the Giant?
They got to be absolutely out of their mind.
Like my grandmama said, the guy's a complete blazing idiot. And my job is just to stand outside and make sure that Ken Butera and Big John Studd don't get no more ideas.
Sniffing out the weasel.
Does anybody want to wrestle right now? Because I'm telling you right now, I'm ready to go 2 out of 3 falls.
Funny.
Manipulating.
But, and you talked about it when you were talking about Andre the Giant yesterday. You talked about the respect that people had for him, and he showed it there.
Oh, no. JYD. I can go on and on and on. So, 6'3", 280. Now, as I mentioned before, the fabulous Freebirds came out to the song Freebird. So that was iconic. They came out to Freebird. Kerry Von Erich came out to Tom Sawyer. He was the modern day warrior. JYD came out to Queens. Another One Bites the Dust. don't. And when you heard that tune brewing, it chills went up and down your spine.
Were those guys the first using walk-up music? Baseball players want it now.
Yeah. That's a good question. It's hard to say somebody's the first, but I guarantee you they were one of the first. And it goes back to who, I'd love to know, you know, maybe Stoney would have an answer. Boxcar, Mr. Boyonce on who maybe was the first wrestler that they know of to come up with walk-up music. Because, of course, now and again, the over-promoted WWE, in my opinion, with the ramp and everything, and they come out. I don't know. I don't like it as much. But this gentleman regularly sold out the Louisiana Superdome when he would wrestle. The master of the headbutt. I can't tell you. Now, how many times I got in trouble with my mother or my brother's wives headbutting my nephews?
You reference a lot of these guys didn't live that long, right? You know?
I have an extremely hard head, maybe in different ways. As my mother would say, Ted Gere. But I've passed out many a headbutt in my time, and I got it from JYD. If JYD can do it, why can't Coach Indes do it? When you get somebody from the front of your head to the side of theirs, I mean, you'll rack a cranium pretty good. My nephew, Craig Mitchell Brody, Craig Brody Jr., texted yesterday. He said, I think every finishing move of your top 10 was practiced on me.
And there you go.
And it was. It was. Everything from the figure four to the claw, practiced it on young Craig, on Michael, little Mikey Ress Weber. Hey, I was picked on as a child. I was bullied, so I had to pass it down from my brothers to them. It's a rite of passage in the family. Thump. The word thump was written on the trunks of JYD. It was relative to the power slam that he displayed. When he slammed you down with a power slam, you pretty much weren't getting up. So going back to talking about the hatred and the passion of the wrestling fans at this time, So the Freebirds, the aforementioned Freebirds, who were number 7, I believe, on my list. And again, I hated you hated the Freebirds. Michael P.S. Hayes, the P.S. stood for purely sexy, the king of vanity. So the Freebirds are in a match with J.Y.D., and they blinded him with hair cream. They blinded him!
Hair cream. How did they come up with that idea?
I don't know. But they blinded him with hair cream. A few days later, now this is absolutely true, J.Y.D.'s wife has a child. J.Y.D. comes out on Mid-South with his eyes covered and proclaims that he can't see his child. Okay, that he has not yet laid eyes upon his newborn baby. From that point forward, for several months, the Freebirds had to be escorted by police. This is the truth now. That
this isn't part of a script. This is
the Freebird. Now, of course, he wasn't truly blinded.
No.
But people thought so. No, I am telling you that the fabulous Freebirds had to be escorted wherever they went by security because people wanted to hurt them
because they thought he had
death threats.
Done that. Yeah,
death threats were sent to the fabulous Freebirds. Okay, so when you talk about real life relative to drama and how those things can collide, you know, this is War of the Worlds. Couldn't see his baby. He feuded with the Big Cat Ernie Ladd, Ted DiBiase, Kamala, King Kong Bundy, Butch Reed. But this is the best. Okay, when you think of JYD, this is the kicker that everybody remembers. So JYD lost a loser leaves town match to his former friend Ted DiBiase. DiBiase turned on him for money because he was the $1 million man. You could buy Ted DiBiase. Ted DiBiase tried to buy the World Wrestling Championship. Literally, he offered $1 million to, I believe it was Ric Flair at the time, for the belt.
It's a really nice belt.
$1 million. I don't want to wrestle you. I just want to buy it from you. So he loses the loser leave town match to Ted DiBiase. So JYD goes away for a little while. It felt like a year, probably was a couple of weeks. Then all of a sudden, a masked wrestler, very similar in height and weight, vocabulary, vernacular, to JYD, shows up named Stagger Lee. On his trunks, on one side it said, "Is it me?" And on the other side said, "Stagger Lee." Everybody, all of his friends, knew it wasn't JYD. Of course, they were his friends. But, of course, Ted DiBiase thought that there was some nefarious activities going on. And they constantly tried to demask Stagger Lee over and over as he mowed down all of the bad guys in Mid-South, in Georgia, wherever he went to get his revenge. The great Boyd Pierce would say when Stagger Lee would come out to the ring, "Stagger Lee, it's rumored that he used to steal JYD's milk money on his way to school." You can't make this stuff up, folks. Finishing off my tribute to Junkyard Dog, died. He, again, like many wrestlers, had a rough later life, which he died at 45. Returning from his daughter's graduation in North Carolina, in Mississippi, coming back to Louisiana, he actually died in a car accident. Was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame by the Big Cat himself, Ernie Ladd, who was born in Rayville but stayed in Franklin for most of his adult life. So, RIP, rest in peace, Junkyard Dog. This guy was such an icon. In New Orleans, there was a poll at the time when Archie Manning was at his height and these different people. Who was the most iconic sports figure that you had? And it was Junkyard Dog.
My Lord.
I mean, you need to understand here. People, you can laugh. You can talk about all you want. Remember, not fake, predetermined. But you can laugh about it. There's so many closet people out there that will not admit how much Mid-South Georgia NWA wrestling was a part of their lives at one time. And I'm hoping this show brings those people out of the closet.
We'll see. Well, and be willing to admit it.
Exactly. You know? Because I'm telling you right now that this guy...
The truth will set you free, people.
This guy was as iconic a figure in the late 70s, early 80s, or actually to the late 80s, as any athlete in this area. Any. I don't care. Any. Probably helped that the Saints weren't very good during that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it does.
You know, there weren't any Drew Breeses out there. Again, Archie Manning, I can go through my whole belief in Archie Manning, but again, he was on a bad football team.
It's a good thing Tom Meekum didn't own Junkyard Dog.
That's a good one there. Well, I forgot about the Meekums. So with that being said, we'll be back with number two tomorrow. I'll also going to have Cade Lynn on tomorrow, pitcher for the Yellow Jackets. We'll have him on at the top of the hour. And Friday, like I said, we'll tease it a little bit. We're going to go into more of the announcers. I want to talk about some of the first women in wrestling, which is crazy now. Not crazy, but how women are such a huge part of wrestling now. They're selling, you know. I don't think the Me Too movement would be really proud of what's going on in women's wrestling right now.
But it is them doing it.
Exactly. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't know, objectification. I don't know what the words you want to use. But, you know, they're out there. Believe me, there's not any women that aren't extremely attractive that are part of the WWE. So another good day. At David Jordan on. We talk some football. We so excited for the Yellow Jackets. And we're gonna get on following Lorville, following Highland, hoping to get those coaches on as soon as possible as we move through the playoffs. And want to thank everybody for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. And peace out to everyone in the Bayou area.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.